AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The coronavirus Delta variant makes up about 20% of the cases being seen over the past 2 weeks in the U.S. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has this from the White House.
Virus response coordinator Jeff Zients says the focus is on 18 to 26-year-olds, whom he says may feel like the virus doesn't impact them.
And they've been less eager to get the shot.
But Zients and Dr. Anthony Fauci say there's a new threat to them and others, the Delta variant, first seen in India and now making up more than a fifth of COVID-19 cases here.
The Delta variant is currently the greatest threat in the U.S. to our attempt to eliminate COVID-19.
Fauci says existing vaccines are effective against the variant. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Biden administration says 70% of adults over the age of 30 have had at least one shot. More than 16 states and the District of Columbia have given at least 70% of their adult populations at least one vaccine. But others, particularly in the South and Midwest, are lagging substantially behind. Four states not having yet reached 50% of vaccination rates. The Senate is expected to vote this evening on a House-passed voting rights bill that's opposed by Senate Republicans. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's an effort to step on states' rights.
We know that it would let Democrats take a red pen to election laws in each of the 50 states, neutering popular precautions like voter ID, while legalizing shady practices like ballot harvesting across the board.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the measure would block an effort by former President Donald Trump and his Republican supporters to prevent people from voting.
They want to deny the right to vote, make it harder to vote for so many Americans, and then they don't want to talk about it. They want to sweep it under the rug.
This is AP News. AAA says a lot of people will be traveling around the 4th of July.
AAA spokesman Andrew Gross says close to 48 million Americans are forecast to travel, with most of them driving.
More people are going to be traveling by car this 4th of July period than we've ever had before.
44 million, and it seems higher gas prices are not stopping most people.
A few more pennies at the pump is not going to keep people from hitting the road. People are still going to take their vacations. They'll just figure out another way of working it into the budget.
Gross says his advice for July 4th travel, pack some patience. I'm Julie Walker.
Walt Disney World says it needs all of 18 months to honor its 50th anniversary. All four parks in Florida will take part in the celebration that begins on October 1st. That's the date when Disney World opened its gates to visitors for the first time in 1971. Over the years, Epcot, the Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios were built and opened. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.